There's a proposal in Springfield, Massachusetts, to combat the problem of illegal dirt bikes by shutting off the fuel supply. An ordinance being considered by the Springfield City Council would make it illegal for a gas station to sell fuel for an off-highway vehicle, such as a dirt bike, mini cycle, or all-terrain vehicle, if it is driven up to the pumps.
This isn't going to solve the issue altogether. Our goal is to just make it harder for these illegal dirt bikes to operate.
The proposal by City Councilor Orlando Ramos is another attempt to crack down on people riding dirt bikes frequently in groups illegally on city streets. To discourage illegal use of dirt bikes, the City Council last year upped the fine to $300 and asked the state legislature for authorization to let police seize a dirt bike, seek a court-ordered ownership forfeiture, and destroy the vehicle.
We're trying to combat this issue of illegal dirt bikers on our roads. That's been a major problem.
Springfield police have organized special patrols and at times used air surveillance from a Massachusetts State Police helicopter to pursue and arrest people riding dirt bikes on city streets. Speaking at a hearing of the City Council Public Safety Committee, Springfield Police Sergeant Richard Pelcher said for the ordinance banning gasoline sales to be effective, municipalities that border Springfield would need to do the same.
I honestly think it will have an impact over time. Do I think it's going to be the stop measure, an immediate stop measure? No.
City Councilor Justin Hurst questioned who would be responsible for publicizing and enforcing the gasoline sales ban if it passes.
You know, my fear is that you very well may have those individuals working at these stores having confrontations with these motorists as they decide not to allow them to get gas.
Ramos said Mayor Dominic Sarno supports the proposal. He said similar legislation is on the books now in some cities in Connecticut. At the urging of other councilors, Ramos said he would schedule another hearing to look at the enforcement experience in Connecticut. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.